Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join us December 29th through January 14th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry, offering something for everyone's operation. Join us January 5th for a commercial cattlemen's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemenscongress.com. While you are at Cattlemen's Congress, there are three opportunities for beef quality assurance certification or recertification on January 3rd, 5th, and 10th, with lunch included. Beef quality assurance certification is common sense cattle management training that helps us raise better beef for consumers while demonstrating our commitment to animal care. On January 5th, those that complete their BQA certification will receive a free ticket to the Cattlemen's Luncheon. To learn more and to register, visit the Oklahoma Beef Council website at oklabeef.org.
Well, traders have been waiting for some direction from cash, but that remained elusive yesterday, other than some light activity. What has traded so far has been $1 to $2 lower. Technically, it was 50 cents lower here in our part of the country, 154.50. Both sides should be anxious to take care of business today, but there's no way of telling who'll be more aggressive. It's surprising cattle futures were higher yesterday due to poor weekly export sales of only 1,600 metric tons for the year. Hog futures were under severe pressure yesterday, with some contracts posting losses of over $3. Fortunately, February and April bounced off support, trimming those losses. It's been 3 days of liquidation again, with chart action making me wonder if we may not see a repeat of the last time this took place. It's Friday, and many times prices will correct to end the week. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report showed cash down $3.57. Cutouts showed some strength with a gain of 52 cents. March Kansas City wheat up 3 cents early today, begging for support after prices have fallen to their lowest levels in over 3 months. Fundamentally, it's difficult to explain how wheat prices are trading back near where they were before Russia attacked Ukraine, other than to say Russia has been a more active wheat exporter lately. Friday's WASDE report may not show any changes for USDA's 571 million bushel estimate of U.S. ending wheat stocks, but could see increases in production estimates for Australia and Russia. March corn trading 2 cents higher early today. A light show of support ahead of the WASDE report. Given corn's slow pace of export sales in the first quarter, it seems likely USDA will increase its estimate of U.S. ending corn stocks, possibly by 100 million bushels or so. And January soybeans up 3 cents early today, threatening to nudge higher a fourth consecutive day as traders continue to have concerns about hot and dry conditions this week in Argentina. The futures in just a moment.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
At the close yesterday, December live cattle up 50 cents, 152.42. February up 37, 153.92. January feeder cattle up 257, 183.47. March up $1.80, 185.05. February hogs down $1.95, 84.70. And April down 207 at 90.75. Kansas City wheat, March is down 4 cents, 844 and 3 quarters. May's down 4 and 3 quarters, 839 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, March down 3 and a quarter, 746 and a quarter. May's down 3.5, 756 and a quarter. March corn is up 1.25, 642 and a half. And the May's up 1.5, 644 and a quarter.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.